Well, it's a very good sign from a publicly listed company looking to invest significant amounts of money into regions of the Northern Territory. $1.4 billion prawn agricultural project, which is put out to go out to Lejeune Station out near the WA border, but on the NT side. This is the sort of projects that we want to see get up and running. It's why we changed the Pastoral Act. It's why we're issuing water licences so we can start to grow jobs in regionally remote parts of the Northern Territory and allow us to be a greater economic contributor to the Northern Territory and to the nation. So it's a very good sign. Still work to be done, but $1.5 billion project investment in a regional part of the Northern Territory is a fantastic announcement.
The project is really close to Kununurra in WA. What will it mean for the Territory?
Well, it means a number of things for the Territory. Obviously, jobs. We're very keen to make sure that we have a high level of Aboriginal participation in jobs out there as much as possible. We're looking at this stage around 1,600 jobs in that region. It'll mean that we'll have a greater utilisation of our infrastructure, so things like Victoria Highway, Stuart Highway, potentially the railway, but also our port. Utilising our port in a broader area will be really important, and that's why we're trying to make some changes to the port at the moment so we can expand its capacity to meet the needs of growing export industries that we understand will be coming in 2 years' time and beyond as the economy of the Northern Territory changes. So this announcement by Sea Farmers about the $1.5 billion prawn aquaculture project is the first in a long line of projects that will start to come as a result of changes to that pastoral industry. So it's a good sign. It's a growing level of confidence in areas outside of the capital centre of Darwin in the Northern Territory.
Now, what's your understanding of the role Darwin could play in all this in terms of, I think I heard something, maybe the hatchery will be up around Darwin?
Well, that's still work in progress. So, I mean, in a main, Darwin has always been a very good service centre for industries in the Northern Territory. So whether it's pastoral or mining or tourism or agriculture or aquaculture and the like, Darwin's always been the service centre of what happens in the regions. And the government's trying very hard to start to establish more in-depth industries in urban locations, but the Territory's still and always will be founding its economy on the regional areas. So if we can do other opportunities such as what you just mentioned.
Hatchery.
In terms of the hatchery. I mean, there are opportunities that we can put our scientific research in, support the private company in being able to facilitate that development. It is still early conversations, but I think that that means that the Territory can benefit in the whole work of this project, whether you're based in Darwin or based out on station or anywhere in terms of the job creation of the Sea Farmers project.
Have you been able to have a chat to Robert Bell from Sea Farms?
Yeah, I had a chat to Rob Bell late last week before the announcement to the ASX, so there's not much that we could say. And we've been involved as a government and as a few of us as politicians with Sea Farms for probably the last 18 months, 2 years, talking about how we can get this project up and running. It's been a long project in terms of its embryonic stage to get to a point where they can make the announcement. Still more work to be done, and we look forward to working with them and facilitating their permit process through the Northern Territory government with all the processes that have got to be held with. But it's a fantastic outcome, and I look forward to Rob coming up to the Northern Territory, I think this week or next week, and we're going to sit down and see how we can work through many of the other remaining issues to start to get the project to fruition.
You're a fan of a black tiger prawn?
I'm a fan of anything grown by a Territorian and a job that's created in the Northern Territory, and a black tiger prawn, almost definitely a fan.
Chief Minister, thank you for your time on the Country Hour on what's been a busy day.
Thanks very much, Matt. And can I just say to everyone listening to the Country Hour, we're doing our best to make sure that we get development in regionally remote parts of the Northern Territory. That's where the heart and soul is, and it always will.